بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله واستغفر لذنبك وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والله يعلم متقلبكم ومثواكم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قال لا إله إلا الله مخلصا دخل الجنة أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين درود شريف اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أما بعد Respected elders, dear brothers, and all who are listening on the audio streaming, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name with conviction is the key of every goodness in this world and the hereafter. In this poetry, the poet very beautifully expresses that dil ko agar chamkana hai to kar lo zikre illallah. If you want to polish your heart and shine your heart, then you have to remove all the rust from your heart. You have to take out all the grime and dirt and the pollution and corrosion from your heart. Then you have to polish your heart with the zikr of illallah, 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 illallah. In other words, all these zikrs that we do is really a polish of the heart. And what is the reality of that zikr? What is the reality of the kalima? That yaqeen has to come into the heart. How beautifully the poet expressed it here when he said that think about the case of Yunus alayhi salam when he was in the stomach of the whale. Who saved him? Who did he have faith in at that time that he will be saved other than Allah? Illallah, besides Allah, besides Allah. There was nobody in front of him besides Allah. And then Allah Ta'ala took him out from the prison of the whale and Allah gave him freedom and Allah gave him a new life after his condition had become so bad. He was extremely sick and ill when he came out from the stomach of the whale. But Allah Ta'ala then caused him to recover and he gained his health and he gained his strength again. So who took him out from that prison of the stomach of the whale? Only Allah. And there are so many people who are in prisons of the enemies and the prisons of the zalims and oppressors of this world. And they had no hope that they will come out. But subhanallah, against every odd, Allah freed them and they are walking free on the surface of the earth. The prisoners also thought these people will, the jailers also thought they will be here forever. And the prisoners also thought we are here for life. But Allah's will is such that He can free a person from the prison and make him a free person. How many people in the recent days were freed who were in terrible condition, suffering in the prisons of the zalim oppressors? Allah gave them freedom. They're back with their families. They're back with their beloved ones. People in some of the prisons that we hear horrific stories. Allahu Akbar. Ya Rabbi. Not even imaginable that human beings will conduct themselves and behave like this. The kind of oppression and torture, horrible torture that they meted out. One person was in that one prison that The day that broke the prison open, that was the day that was set for his execution. They were going to hang him on that day. And Allahu Akbar, Allah's Qudrat, that instead of the hangman opening the door to take him out from his prison cell, the liberators came and liberated him. He was shocked. He said, "What, you are taking me to come and hang me?" "No, brother, you are free now. You can walk as a free man." When Allah wants to save somebody, then the executioner cannot do anything and the prison cannot hold such a person. This is the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we are seeing here in the zikr of illallah. Besides Allah, nobody can help anyone or do anything for anyone. Think about Musa alayhi salam, when he was in such a plight, a little baby, and his mother and everybody gave up hope, and they thought now the soldiers will catch him and they will slaughter him like they killed all the other children. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him go right into the palace of Fir'aun, and he grew up under Fir'aun's nose, and Fir'aun paid for his upbringing, all his supplies, his clothing, his food, his education, everything. Fir'aun bore the bills of the upgrowing of Musa alayhi salam, and that Musa alayhi salam became the very downfall of that very same Fir'aun. Who is it that arranged all this? Illallah, 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 illallah. Besides Allah, nobody could have made such a master plan. Everything in this universe is operating under the master plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If that reality comes into our hearts, then whatever happens in the world, we will understand it in its true perspective. We will understand it in the correct way as we're supposed to understand it. Today people get overwhelmed. Oh, what is happening? Oh, what is happening? Oh, why like this? Oh, why this happened? Why? But we have forgotten that all of this is happening under the master plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's plan is unfolding. And Allah's plan will unfold on Allah's timetable, not on our timetable. Many a time people say, "No, why doesn't, you know, quickly this must happen, quickly." These things won't happen on our timetable. It will happen on Allah Ta'ala's timetable. But it will happen under the master plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are people in the world today who say, you know, "Oh, these people are very powerful, those people are very powerful, these people have got might, so and so have got power, and all of that, and you know, they got so much of resources, and they got so much of technology, and they got so much of wealth, and they got so much of power, and all of these things, and they are doing all these things here." We have removed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the equation. And if Allah has delegated all His powers to these makhluk and creation, the most foolish idea that any person can have, most foolish thought a person can have, is that Allah Ta'ala delegated the power to the makhluk and creation, and makhluk and creation is doing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not doing, and Allah Ta'ala is not in control. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Such kind of thoughts and beliefs actually border on kufr. May Allah save us from such a condition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala operates everything in the universe according to His master plan. Everyone in this universe are just puppets. You know, I'm using this example because it will explain things better, just for the purpose of elucidation or explanation. Don't go and say, "Now Mufti Sahib say you can have a puppet show and all that." But just as an example, that you go to the puppet show and you see the puppets jumping this way, that way, hands are moving, legs are moving, shaking their head, doing this animation now. In this day and age, animation. But are those things alive by themselves? No, we know. We know for a fact they are not even alive. but then they're moving and jumping and doing this and that and all of that. You'll say, no, man. The puppeteer, the person behind is pulling the strings and making them do all these things. They by themselves are lifeless, they've got no power. Wallahi, the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more weaker than the puppets in the hands of the puppeteer in relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat. Allah's qudrat is far more powerful and superior than the puppeteer pulling the strings of the puppets. That is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala's qudrat is so great. All these people around the world, the so-called leaders and, you know, big men, presidents and prime ministers and ministers and all these people here, they are nothing but little puppets in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who controls the affairs of the universe. Don't be impressed by puppets when they jump and they scream and they shout and all these things here. Puppets can make all kinds of signs and, you know, signals with their hands in the speeches and all these things. They are nothing but puppets. They are puppets. The power and qudrat is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala wills within seconds. The person who was making the biggest noise and jumping and all of that can be dead on the ground. How long does it take? Cases have been recorded in the history of the world. Look at the case of Shaddad. We've all heard, I mentioned it also here, I think in one of the talks, how mighty and powerful he was. And how he built the city of Iram. There was no city. لَمْ يُخْلَقْ مِثْلُهَا فِي الْبِلَادِ. Man is proud of the big cities that he's building today and the big burjas and towers and, you know, skyscrapers and mighty buildings they're putting up there, and they feel they've reached the ultimate. The ultimate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran. If the Quran is saying it's the ultimate, then there's not going to be anything more ultimate than that. لَمْ يُخْلَقْ مِثْلُهَا فِي الْبِلَادِ. Allah says no other city or place was built like how these people built their city. It was beyond imagination. What a city they built. The city of Iram, built by Shaddad. Every resource, every gold and silver and diamonds and precious stones was used for the construction. But at the moment of crowning glory, when he is about to enter his Jannah and he challenged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he said that we don't believe in that distant Jannah that have been being promised. We don't know if it's going to happen or not. We want the Jannah here and we will make our Jannah here. So he said, I'm now entering my Jannah. And Malakul Maut caught him just at the entrance of his Jannah. Came in the form of the pauper, like a beggar with torn and tattered clothes. And he said, he caught hold of his horse, the reins of his horse. He said, who are you, you beggar? What you coming to disturb me when I'm in this very important moment of my life? He said, my friend, I have work with you. He said, what work you got with me now? Leave me. I got no time for people like you. You can wait. I am now at the moment when we are going to cut the ribbon and enter the city. The old man, the pauper, caught hold of the reins of the horse with such force that he pulled the horse down, and Shaddad got a shock. He got scared. He said, what do you want? He whispered in his ears, I am the angel of death and I've come to take your soul. He said, no, please, not now. Give me a few minutes. He said, sorry, my friend. I have been sent with the mission to take your soul at this very second. And there and then his soul was taken, and he dropped down from his horse at the entrance of his palace and the entrance of his city. Before he could enter, he was already dead on the ground. There, any time people make big claims and boast about their power and all of that, Allah's stick starts hitting. Any time people mock at the oppressed and jeer at them, Allah's stick hits them so hard, they don't know whether they're coming or going after that. People mocked at the poor Muslims whose homes were burned down and who lost their possessions and their families in the zulm and oppression. Allah's stick hit those people, they lost everything they possessed in one fire, everything was wiped out. Who are they playing around with? That Qudrat Wala, that being with the might and the power, Allah Rabbul Alameen. This is what we are saying here, that illallah, dil ko agar chamkana hai, you want to shine your heart, and you want to fill your heart with iman and yaqeen, then you'll have to fill it with the zikr of illallah. May Allah Ta'ala give us the true iman, the true yaqeen, purify our hearts and cleanse our hearts. Today our hearts are gone dirty and filthy. Too much of grime and filth in our hearts. The hearts have become so polluted that many people don't even realize my heart is polluted. Like a person has got a heart disease, he doesn't even realize. He goes to the doctor. The doctor says, my friend, you are a ticking time bomb. You are a ticking time bomb. Four arteries are blocked, my friend. Four arteries. You're lucky to be walking around still. No, doctor, I'm okay, I'm fine. You know, you are lucky, you're still walking. You need to go now to ICU. Immediately. And an operation has to be done now. Otherwise, we don't know what's going to happen to you after this. People are walking around with their arteries blocked, they don't even know. Allah give us good health and afiyat. Who knows what is happening inside? Only if you went for a very thorough procedure or checkup or something, you could have some idea. But then too, you wouldn't really know. Allah alone knows what is going on in the inside. So to be in denial, that's the worst thing. Person's heart is so diseased spiritually, but he's in denial. He's acting like nothing. Why? Because it's a sign that the heart is absolutely sick and diseased. May Allah save us from such a spiritual condition. The Mubarak months are here. Rajab galloped away like a fast horse. Fast running horse. Rajab galloped away. Almost over. 27th Rajab, Mi'raj program, inshallah, will be taking place here, inshallah, on Sunday night. And then, before we know, Rajab month is gone, and now we won't be saying anymore, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban, wa balighna Ramadan. Then we will have to only say, Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban, wa balighna Ramadan. Because the Rajab will be over. Sha'ban month is going to come in. And before we know, then it's Ramadan. So, my dear friends, life is passing very fast. Let us take out a little bit of time. Let us take out some of our attention and focus from the things of the world around us towards the things of Akhirah, towards Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us tawfiq.